Runnymede. A new board was elected on July 13 to manage and take care of the Runnymede Cemetery. Improvements are already being seen, in particular, the solar-lit cross that shines boldly during the night, said Susan Lays, secretary of the new board. Working with Lays on the board are Brenda McDonald, the chair, Mike Lays, vice chair, and B.J. Barton, the treasurer. Also on the board are Karen Pfeiffer, Chris Schwartz and Betty Burback. The board selected a mapping committee with the mandate to design a layout and look at upgrades to the cemetery, Lays said. Items discussed include tree removal, access from the grid road on the west side of the cemetery so people may park there versus along the highway, or on private property on the east side of the cemetery, plot progression, a driveway where family funeral cars may stop in the cemetery, and entrance signage notifying visitors of the Runnymede Cemetery protocols. The board is inviting the community to submit ideas to the mapping committee. Members include Deb Burback, Norm McDonald, Dale Schwartz, Chris Schwartz, Joanne Schwartz and Edward Lays. The new caretaker of the cemetery is Norm McDonald. As you pass through Runnymede and drive by the cemetery, you will see the care and attention our caretaker is giving to this space, she said. Headstones have been cleaned so all names are legible. Weeds have been sprayed. The entrance to the cemetery has also been cleaned up with some tree removal and maintenance around the culvert spaces to assist in grass cutting. The large cross on the monument has white solar lights added to it so it can be seen throughout the night, she said. Grass and trees that have encroached on the cemetery have been pushed back and cleaned up. Gravel has been donated by the Dale and Chris Schwartz families for placing around the monument, and Broda Construction is donating 4 yards of black dirt. The board is contacting the families of those that have grave covers that are cracked and tipping, to assist in removal of the covers, she said. Fundraisers will be held to help in paying for future upgrades to the cemetery. Already planned are a Christmas basket ticket draw and hamburger and hot dog sales. Persons wishing to secure a plot in the cemetery are asked to stop by the flower house in Camsack and speak to B.J. Barton. The new board looks forward to serving the community by ensuring that the spaces your loved ones are laid to rest are well cared for, Lay said.